صلاة الجماعة كو الإمام الشوكاني said هي من آكل السنن وتنأكل باثنين وإذا كثر الجمع كان الثواب أكثر وتصح بعد المفضول والأولى أن يكون الإمام من الخيار ويؤم الرجل بالنساء لا العكس والمفترض بالمتنفل والعكس وتجب المتابعة في غير مبطل ولا يؤم الرجل قوما هم له كارهون ويصلي بهم صلاة أخفهم ويقدم السلطان ورب المنزل. This was where we stopped. ويقدم السلطان ورب المنزل. It says ويقدم السلطان ورب المنزل والأقرأ ثم الأعلم ثم الأسد وإذا اختلت صلاة الإمام كان ذلك عليه لا على المؤتمين به. إذا اختلت صلاة الإمام كان ذلك عليه لا على المؤتمين به. Says ويقدم السلطان. The person in authority should be pushed in front. ورب المنزل. And then the heads of homes, the head of the home should not be led in his home except by his permission. We read the hadith go. It says ويقدم السلطان. The ruler, the person in authority should not be led. This issue will be better conceptualized and practiced if we take, for example, a state. We gave an example in the last class of a state governor. If a state governor comes into the masjid, he will lead the salah. Because the masjid is under his authority. So he will lead the salah if he is from the persons who can lead salah. Likewise, Salatul Jum'ah or Salatul Eid. In fact, some of the scholars say it's more emphasized with Eid and Jum'ah, Salatul Istisqa. And all these salawat that we make in a greater congregation than the congregation of Jum'ah. That Yuqaddam Sultan. From that also is the Imam of a masjid. If we have, we'll be discussing a number of people today too. Like Al-Aqra'u wa a'lamu an-nas bis-sunnah. The one who better reads than all of us. So if we have someone who reads better than all of us, a hafiz of the entire Quran. And then we have the state governor in the masjid. And then we want to pray in an established masjid. Who do we push forward? The Sultan. We call them the Sultan. As long as he can observe that salah correctly, you call them the Sultan. And every person who has salah, don't forget, every person who has salah can lead others in salah. We mentioned this when we discussed the fact that وَتَصِحُ بَعْدَ الْمَفْضُولِ. So it will be Salatul Mafdul, the salah that the one who is lesser in category in terms of the deen, in terms of Quran, in terms of the knowledge of fiqh, observes, leading those that are better than him in all of these. So that's why we read that, وَتَصِحُ بَعْدَ الْمَفْضُولِ. I think we discussed that there. So if we have a state governor, we have a hafiz, we want to observe salam, we have the imam of the masjid. So the first person out of these three to push forward is who? The governor. Leaders in salah. if he is not leading us in salah, the next person who has a haqqiyah, who is in a better position, is who? The imam of the masjid. Why? Because the masjid is under the sultan of the imam. The masjid is under the authority of the imam. The only person who has a greater authority over the imam is who? Such as a governor. Apart from the governor or somebody like that, maybe a president, the person who has authority in the masjid where there's an established imam is who? The imam of the masjid. I am saying this here and I would move a little bit forward around it. We have a culture, we have a practice we got used to over the time. If someone visits our masjid, we see him to be very learned, very, inshallah, pious. We want them to lead the salah. What is the ruling of this? Do they have a greater right to lead salah? Or when can they lead the salah? Let us quickly explain that. They can lead the salah if we permit them. We tell them, bismillah, lead salah. So they will lead the salah and the salah is valid. But the imam of the masjid has a greater right over them in terms of right. So don't think that because he has come, he has a greater right. No. He is only leading upon the permission of who? The imam of the masjid. Let him not also think that he has a greater right. You should not think that he has a greater right. He too should not think that he has a greater right. If he wants to be a Salafi Mahd, he should allow the people to lead their Salah and follow them. Because the large majority of the scholars amongst the Sahaba, if you push them in front in your masjid, when they visit you, they will not lead the Salah. This comes to the hadith of Malik ibn al-Huwayrith. This hadith occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud. It also occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. And Al-Imam Ahmad also reported hadith in his Musnad. One of the Tabi'un, Abu Atiyah, Mawla Bani Uqay. I will come back to this issue. Abu Atiyah, Mawla Bani Uqay, said that Kana Malik ibn al-Huwayrith, the Malik ibn al-Huwayrith radiyallahu anhu, Ya'tina fi musallana. He will visit us in our place of prayer. Yatahaddasu. And he will talk to us. Don't forget that Malik ibn al-Huwayrith was a learned person amongst the companions. Go. He was the one who came. He spent 19 days with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the rest of his people and they returned home. So when he returned, he was teaching the people what he had learned from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's a fa'ida there. Spent 19 days. He says a learned person because he learned the sunnah from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, you'll find a brother spent 6 months, 7 months with a learned person learning. Some people will say, but time to me, eh, Kere? Malik spent only 19 days. He became a learned person teaching the people what he had learned from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But amongst us today, if a person stays with Imam a month, 2 months, 3 months, learning, obtaining karatu, some people say, no, that time is too small. He has learned. So don't say he has not learned. He has learned. The proof for that is this hadith of Malik. Malik stayed for 19 days. He became known among scholars as a scholar. The learned person, he has learned from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So wherever he went, he was teaching the people those same things that he had learned. Don't forget, he learned salah. The messenger told him, teach the people salah. So when he went, he was busy with teaching the people what? The salah of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam. So when you spend 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months learning, when you go back, teach the people what you have learned. That is when you will be following the sunnah of Malik. So Malik will teach the people. So Abu Atiyya said, "Fahadarat as-salat yawman." One day as he thought, it became the time of salah reached. فَقُلْنَا لَهُ تَقَدَّمْ. So he said to him, تَقَدَّمْ. Because he had a companion of the Prophet Muhammad. So go in front of us, lead us in salah. A companion in the midst of people, everybody wanted him to lead. An eye or eyes that have seen the Prophet Muhammad, lead us in salah. And he was actually more learned than them. فَقَالَ لِيَتَقَدَّمْ بَعْضُكُمْ حَتَّى أُحَدِّثَكُمْ لِمَا لَا تَقَدَّمُ لِيَتَقَدَّمْ بَعْضُكُمْ. Let one of you lead the salah. حَتَّى أُحَدِّثَكُمْ. So that subsequently, I will tell you لِمَا لَا أَتَقَدَّمُكُمْ. Why will I not lead you in salah? One of you should lead the salah, and then subsequently I will tell you why I will not lead that salah. And after the salah, as is in the report of Al-Imam Al-Tirmidhi, he said to the people, radiyallahu anhu, that Samitu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul. I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Man zara qawman. Whoever visits a people, فَلَا يَأُمَّهُ. Let him not lead them in salah. See, it's you, Allah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas Malik ibn al-Huwayr said, he heard him say, مَنْ زَارَ قَوْمًا فَلَا يَأُمَّهُمْ. Whoever visits a people should not lead them in salah. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلْيَأُمَّهُمْ رَجُلٌ مِّنْهُمْ. Let a man amongst those people lead them in salah. مَنْ زَارَ قَوْمًا فَلَا يَأُمَّهُمْ. Whoever visits the people should not lead them. Man, this man includes you, Hafiz. Don't say awa, kufad, awa, simba. Man, it's yugatul umum. It involves everybody. Don't say, oh, me, I'm learned. Malik ibn al-Furayrith is more learned than you. He's better than you a million times. Yet he refused to lead the people. He said, I will tell you why I will not lead you in salah. And that reason is that I heard the messenger say, Man zara qawman, alayhi salatu wassalam. Whoever visits the people, fala ya ummahu. Let him not lead those people in salah. Wal ya ummahum rajulun minhum. Let a man amongst these people lead them in salah. This discussion regarding this hadith will take two stages. The first stage is in the verification of this hadith. This hadith, the least ruling it will have is hadith on Hasan. Because if you read one of the learned persons, inshallah, although he has issues regarding which verbally Sheikh Al-Albani spoke about his knowledge, may Allah forgive each and every one of us, rahimahullah. He said he criticized his way of learning and writing. Sheikh Al-Albani criticized his way of learning and writing. He said that is not the way of the people of knowledge. Verbally, he met some people from his town. He asked them, do you know so-and-so? Everybody said, we don't know. So he started talking about him. He does this. In that case, I will only give reference to the book, L1, so that if you want to know his name. He said in his verification of Ad-Darrariyul Mughiyya, which is the sharh of Ad-Durarul Bahiyya by Al-Imam al-Shawkani, regarding this hadith, he said, وَهُوَ ضَعِيف. He said, this hadith is ضَعِيف. Because Al-Imam al-Shawkani used it as evidence in that book, Ad-Darrari. This person said that, apart from Sheikh Al-Albani, another person who was quoting the knowledge of this person was one of our teachers, Sheikh Samir Az-Zuhair Ibn Ali. I read it in his book, and he told me verbally, face to face to my ears, criticizing this person regarding his knowledge. This person said that this hadith is da'if. He says, Fihi Abu Afiyya. There is a person called Abu Afiyya, Mawla Bani Uqayl, who was a freed slave from Banu Uqayl. He is in that isnad. He is the one saying that he heard, or he was there when Malik ibn al-Huwairis would come to their praying place. I hope that this point is still clear to this extent. This person said, "Qal Abu Hatim, Wabn al-Madini, la yuraf." He said that Al-Imam Abu Hatim al-Razi, Muhammad ibn Idris, said that this reporter is not known. Likewise, Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Madini, they say that this reporter is not known. وَقَالَ أَبُو الْحَسَنِ ibn الْقَطَّانِ, that Al-Imam ibn al-Qattan also said that Majhul, this reporter is an unknown reporter. So because of that, he said that this hadith is da'if. But this statement itself, yes, those scholars said what they have said, but his conclusion regarding the hadith itself is da'if. Why is it da'if? In Sunan al-Tirmidhi, after mentioning this hadith, Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi said, وَهَذَا حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ. This hadith is what? حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ. Likewise, Al-Imam Ibn Khuzaymah, he mentioned this hadith in Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah. So ulama say, صححه الترمذي وصححه ابن خزيمة. الإمام الترمذي mentions this hadith صحيح, and الإمام ابن خزيمة mentions this hadith صحيح. If you wonder why are we discussing this matter like this, we want to refute something we are used to doing. Some people we like to remain upon it. So if you cite this hadith and they can find anybody who says the hadith is da'if, they will quickly quote it. We get this point. So we want to say the hadith is not da'if, so that when we say it to the people that man zara qawman fala ya'umma, whoever visits the people should not leave them in salah. Wal ya'ummahum rajulun minhum, let one of them leave them in salah. This hadith is what we are talking about, and we are saying that it is an authentic hadith. The reason some of the people mention that it is weak is what we are addressing, that it is not something that is sufficient to make a hadith to be weak. I hope that this point is clear. It will help us affirm the purity of what we say, and it will let the listener and the objective thinker know that what we are saying is right. There is the issue of that if we permit him, don't forget, we mentioned that at the beginning, but the basic rule is that he does not have a greater right over the imam of that masjid. He does not have a greater right. Abu Aisha, one big sheikh comes to this masjid. You went in front to lead the salah. Somebody said, what will you tell him? The asul, the basic rule is that man zara qawman fala ya'um, whoever visits the people should not leave them in salah. Wal ya'ummahum rajulun minhum, let one man amongst them leave them. And you are the imam of the masjid. You are the governor of this masjid. You should not be led under your authority without your permission. So if you don't give the permission, it means the right still remains with you. It still remains with the imam. The imam should not think, I've done something big, they will finish me today. Likewise, that big sheikh too should not think that, let them not think, the two of them should not think like that. This is the reason we are saying what we are saying. That the Messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam, man zara qawman fala ya umma, wal ya ummahum rajulun min. But we have to affirm that the hadith is sahih. And then we depend on it. So the reason for a query that has been placed on the hadith is Abu Afiya Mawla Bani Ukay. This reporter who reported it from Malik ibn al-Huwairis. Some of the scholars say he is not known. This is what we are addressing. So how do you say a hadith reported by an unknown reporter is reliable? Is what we are saying. That yes, you can say that this hadith is reliable. Why? The first reason for mentioning its reliability is the fact that Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi mentions the hadith Hassan al-Sahih. Likewise, Al-Imam ibn Khuzaymah sahah al-Hadith. These two scholars grade this hadith authentic. So you can ask another question. What does that mean? For a talib al-ilm who has learned the basics of al-jarh wal-ta'dil, this is what they refer to as tawthiq al-dimni. What do they call it? Tawthiq al-dimni. An indirect way of saying that Abu Afiya is a reliable reporter. It means Imam al-Tirmidhi is saying dimniyan ala tariqatin ghayri mubashar, that Abu Afiya Mawla Bani Ukay is what? Sikam. Who is also saying that too? Ibn Khuzaymah. These are from the A'imma. So this is one quick reference. Imam al-Tirmidhi grades it authentic. Al-Imam ibn Khuzaymah also grades it authentic. Okay. Should we then now accept the gradings of these imams? To grade a reporter who has been mentioned to be unknown, should we accept their grading? Say yes, we should accept their grading. There is all regarding that. Even when Ali ibn al-Madini and Abu Hatim had said that La Yuraf is unknown, and then Al-Tirmidhi and then Ibn Khuzaymah come back and grade the hadith sahih. Should we rely upon that kind of tawfiq, kajimni, from a person like Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi and Al-Imam ibn Khuzaymah? Say yes. Who said so? Al-Imam al-Zahri, rahimahullah. And I'm mentioning this so that my brothers will gain beyond just listening to the hadith. And I want you all to go back to Al-Muqimah when you get back home. So I'm citing from Al-Muqimah by Al-Imam al-Zahabi rahimahullah. This is from the Sharh of Sheikh Hatim, Abu Hatim, Sharif Hatim al-Awli. Sheikh Sharif Hatim al-Awli, a resident of Makkah. He's a known scholar of hadith, inshallah. This is his tahqiq on the page 192. Al-Imam al-Zahabi says, rahimahullah, As-siqatu, the reliable reporter of hadith, man wasaqahu kathirun walam yudha'af. Wasaqahu kathirun walam yudha'af. The reliable person who reports a hadith that is sahih is the person that wasaqahu kathirun. Many of the scholars of hadith say that he is trustworthy. Even though to say that somebody is trustworthy does not require a large number. If any of the reliable scholars who grade people trustworthy or untrustworthy, not trustworthy, mentions a reporter to be trustworthy, we rely on him. But he says kathirun, man wasaqahu kathirun walam yudha'af. So this is the sequel, and he's not been mentioned to be daif. This is the sequel. He says, wadunahu, a bit lesser than that, man lam yuwasak, is the reporter who has not been graded to be reliable. Wa la du'ifa wa la du'ifa. Lam yuwaffaq wa la du'ifa. It's not been graded trustworthy and it's not been said to be da'if. This is the condition of Abu Abtiya. Still, la yuwaf. We don't know. Whether it's sick or not, we don't know. His level is lower than the level of a person nusso ala tawfiqihi, who is mentioned clearly by the scholars to be sick. The first level is that. The second level below these ones are is not been mentioned to be a sick. And they've not said that he is daif. So Imam Zahabi said, فَإِنْ خُرِّجَ حَدِيثُ هَذَا فَإِنْ خُرِّجَ حَدِيثُ هَذَا. If the report of this kind of a person who has not been said to be trustworthy, neither has he been said to be weak, if his hadith is mentioned في الصحيحين in صحيح البخاري ومسلم فهو موثق بذلك. The fact that Bukhari and Muslim have both reported, or Muslim, or the both of them have both reported this hadith, فهو موثق بذلك, that itself is sufficient evidence that is a trustworthy reporter of hadith. I hope that this point is clear to this place. And Imam al-Zahabi continues. He says, وَإِنْ صَحَّحَ لَهُ مِثْلُ التِّرْمِذِي وَبْنُ خُزَيْمَةَ فَجَيْدٌ أَيْضًا. Imam al-Zahabi. He says, وَإِنْ صَحَّحَ لَهُ, if al-Imam al-Tirmidhi, Ibn Khuzayma, مِثْلُهُمْ, he said, وَإِنْ صَحَّحَ لَهُ مثل الترمذي وابن خزيمة. If a person like الترمذي وابن خزيمة and الإمام مثل ابن خزيمة صحح له, great a hadith in which we have this reporter. We know everybody except him. He's the one we don't know. Is he a reliable reporter or not? Yet الترمذي comes to say the hadith is sahih. What he is saying is that that reporter is a reliable reporter. That's why Imam Zahabi says, فَجَيِّدٌ أَيْنَا. That is also a good thing for us. Ulama say, جَيِّد is even greater than حَسَنُ الْحَدِيثِ, even though it is lesser than صَحِيح. So if they say, ثِقَة, the game in nafs, is a reliable report of hadith, this means that his hadith will be صَحِيح. But they didn't say anything. But at-Tirmidhi comes, or someone like Ibn Khuzayma comes, and then says that his hadith is sahih, and he is the only one we don't know in the entire chain of reports. He is the only person, we don't know him. Al-Imam al-Zahabi says, rahimahullah, فَجَيِّدٌ أَيْضًا وَنَادَى. It's also a good one. This is a point of reference. I like Ikhwa to go back to Al-Mu'jizah for the Faida. From this point to the end of the book, contains to the end of Al-Mu'jizah, contains fawa'id you will find in other books of Mustalaf. Al-Mu'jizah. This small fawa'id, if you read this chapter down, you see a lot of it. Sheikh Al-Albani uses them a lot, rahimahullah. And the people will be quoting, how did he get that? It was from Al-Imam al-Zahabi, rahimahullah. So we are also saying that Abu Abtiya Mawla Bani Ukhayl is also Jayyidun, Fahuwa Jayyidun Aydan, because of this Qaida. That's why if you go to Sahih Sunan Abi Dawud, Sheikh Al-Albani wrote the Hadith Sahih, rahimahullah. And the first thing he mentioned while grading the Hadith Sahih says, وَقَدْ صَحَّحَهُ التِّرْمِذِي وَابْنُ خُزَيْمَةَ. Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi mentions it sahih. Al-Imam ibn Khuzayma mentions it sahih. What do they mention to be sahih? The statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that man zara qawman fala ya ummah. Whoever visits the people should not lead them. Wal ya ummahum rajulun minhum. A man from amongst the people should rather lead the salah. So the least sunni you can pick from this hadith is to say that it is hasan. Least. But Sheikh Al-Albani has graded the hadith sahih. After reporting this hadith, Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi said, وَالْعَمَلُ عَلَى هَذَا إِنَّ أَكْثَرِ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَغَيْرِهِ وَالْعَمَلُ عَلَى هَذَا إِنَّ أَكْثَرِ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ. And this was the way, this was the action and deeds. Their actions and deeds were based on this hadith. Who are those people? أَكْثَرُ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ, the large majority of the scholars, min ashabi nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ghayrihim, and others apart from them. Qalu, they say, sahib al-manzil ahaqqu bil imamati min az-za'iri, those arale sahib al-manzil ahaqqu bil imama, they have a greater right to leave the salah min az-za'ir than the person who is only visiting them. وَقَالَ بَعْدُ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ, yet some others amongst the scholars say, إِذَا أَذِنَ لَهُ, if the imam amongst the people of the home, or the person who heads the home, أَذِنَ لَهُ, gives him that permission, فَلَا بَعْسَ أَنْ يُصَلِّيَ بِهِ, then there is no blame that he leads them in salah, or that he leads the salah in that place. So if we, the Huma, say, oh, bismillah, ekirufuwa, la bas, but ahakiya, rightfulness, who has a greater right? It is those who are at home. Imam al-Tirmidhi calls it, he says, wal-amalu ala hadha inda aksari ahli al-ilmi min ashabi nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the way that the large majority of the scholars amongst the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is their view regarding this matter. What is that view? If a visitor, big sheikh, visits us, he does not have a greater right to lead us unless we say afa, bismillah. So he should not think, ah, okay, he should not think like that. Neither should we think, none of us should think like that. The person who has a greater right are those who, sahib al-manzil, he has a greater right, mean a za'iri, than those who visit them in that location. So I hope that this point is clear to us. We do it a lot. You hear some people laughing, Musafir, lead your salah, imamu. You have a greater right. Lead the salah. Don't ask us. Then Al-Imam al-Shawkani says, he says, وَيُقَدَّمُ السُّلْطَانُ وَرَبُّ الْمَنْزِلِ. So what we just discussed first under these two, the Sultan has a greater right than the visiting big sheikh. رَبُّ الْمَنْزِلِ has a greater right than visiting a big sheikh. He has a greater right. And he must not leave them in salah except what? By their permission. Then he says, Rahimahullah, وَالْأَقْرَأُ ثُمَّ الْأَعْلَمُ ثُمَّ الْأَسَلُ. وَالْأَقْرَأُ, after that, the best of them, the most, الْأَقْرَأُ, the one who reads the Quran best amongst them. وَالْأَقْرَأُ, the one who memorizes the most of the Quran amongst them. We'll come back to this issue. وَالْأَقْرَأُ ثُمَّ الْأَعْلَمُ, because we can go on to say which one should we put forward. Someone has memorized the entire Quran. Someone has memorized only one of the three of the Quran, but his recitation is better than the first one. Who is the أَقْرَأُ amongst them? The one who has memorized the entire Quran, or the one who reads one over three better than him? He only memorized one over three, but his one over three is stable, clean, neat, better than the one who has memorized the entire Quran. So فَأَيُّهُمَا الْأَقْرَأُ, who amongst the both of them is better in reading? We will come back to it. Because whatever you say now, you must be able to prove it. So we'll come back to it, inshallah. So the Imam al-Shawkani says, "Wal aqra'u." Then the aqra'u amongst them. We'll come back to it. Thumma al-a'lamu. Then if they are all equal in qira'ah, as we shall explain, then al-a'lamu, the most learned, the sunnah, of course, the most learned in the sunnah, should lead the salah. Thumma al-asallu. If they are also near or equal in their knowledge, then al-asallu, the elder, most amongst them, should lead the salah. They are equal in qira'ah. They are equal in sunnah, in knowledge of fiqh and sunnah. Then in that case, the one who is older amongst them, or oldest amongst them, should lead the salah. Don't forget, that is not in a, we are not talking about a masjid that has an imam. Imam is not there now. The sultan is not there now. Then it is not in somebody's house, or in somebody's house, but the Rabbul Manzil is not at home. The head of the household is not there. It could be amongst your children, seven boys. They want to observe Salah. You, their father, you are not around. You have the greater right to lead them in Salah. So how then do they choose someone amongst them to lead the Salah? It says, Al-A'lamu, Al-Aqra'u. The best in recital. We'll come back to that. Thumma al-a'lamu. If they are all equal, all of them, kufas. May Allah make it easy for all of us. To have children who will be kufas. Somebody say, all my male children are kufas. I've only met one person who said that to me. That is Isiah Karabi. May Allah forgive him. But he had a lot of issues though. He was drenched in Sufiya. He is one of the Arbab, one of the lords in Kano. So we visited him with some brothers one day. While he was talking, he said, all my children are Ufaz of Quran. He said, and they are many. I'm sure his children will not be less than 30. Yes. Go and find out. From the aspects of richness and wealth is to have a lot of children. You don't know. When we are younger than this, my father would say, when we read Daily Times. You know Daily Times? The Daily Times newspaper. When they advertise obituary, they will say he survived by the following. They will not list the children. My father would say, you see, they didn't list the cars. They didn't list the houses. They didn't list the certificates. What will they list? Children! He said, those are the rich Allah Gagani. So that's why you see people who say, I don't have more than three children. Ushilunda Allah. Nobody is disturbing them. I don't have more than five children. Ushilunda Allah. It is either disturbing you because you are afraid of it. Shaitan is using poverty to harass you. What does Allah say in the Quran? Ash-shaytanu ya'idukumul faqr. Shaitan is harassing him with poverty. And because his money too, dear by money. So he's afraid. I don't want to have more than three children. Okay. How will I take care of them? Shaitan is deceiving you. If you are really rich and really blessed with wealth, you don't have that problem. You have, because you understand that nothing na rozuku hu, all you have. You see the difference now. And if you see your shida, issue for shida ruba, issue. For she never remember that issue you have put on there and change the U to I. So the man said, all his children were Ustaz of Quran. Is it much? So these children, the father is not around. They want to choose amongst them who to lead them in Salah. How do they choose? We'll come back to it. Then we are all equal in Quran, in everything regarding Quran. Whatever you want to say, they will be responding amongst themselves. Then a'lamuhum bis-sunnah. The most learned in the sunnah. Maybe some of them have memorized Umdatul Ahkam. Some did not. Those who memorized Umda Ayah in front, if they are equal in Qira'ah. Or some memorized Bukhari and Muslim. Those who memorized Bukhari and Ayah in front. The others will just step backwards. I love to listen. Memorize and understand. We'll come back to it. I love to listen. If they are not, if they are all now still equal in Sunnah, oh, Falasan, Tumbalasan, then the oldest amongst them, Ayah, Bada, Abawadi. If this Bada has not memorized like those younger ones, he should not go in front of. The younger ones will go in front. So this is the point we want to explain now. And we have two hadiths we'll be using. The first hadith is the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiyallahu anhu. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiyallahu anhu, reported that the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا كَانُوا ثَلَاثَ. When the people are three, the Prophet said three because the question he was answering was regarding three people. It will be clear to us in the second hadith. Says, إِذَا كَانُوا ثَلَاثَةً. When the people are three, فَلْيَ أُمَّهُمْ أَحَدُهُمْ. Let one of them go in front. The two of them will stay behind him. وَأَحَقُّهُمْ بِالْإِمَامَةِ أَقْرَأُ. أَحَقُّهُمْ بِالْإِمَامَةِ أَقْرَأُ. And the most rightful of them to lead them in salah is which one? أَقْرَأُهُمْ. The one who is أَقْرَأُهُمْ. We will explain what أَقْرَأُهُمْ means. The one who is best in the reading of the Quran, أَقْرَأُهُمْ, literally. But we'll explain what it means, inshallah. So أَقْرَأُهُمْ, the one most learned in the Quran in terms of reading and understanding, should lead the people in salah. This hadith occurs in Sahih Muslim. Imam al-Nasa'i has also reported the hadith. The second hadith is the hadith of Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari. Don't forget. So if I say the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, you know the hadith I mean. Wherein the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَحَقُّهُمْ بِالْإِمَامَةِ أَقْرَأُهُمْ. The most rightful of the people to lead them in salah is أَقْرَأُهُمْ. The second hadith is the hadith of Abu Mas'ud al-Ansari, wherein al-Badawi rahimahullah, radiyallahu anhu, in which the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يَا أُمُّ الْقَوْمَ أَقْرَأُهُمْ لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ. يَا أُمُّ الْقَوْمَ. القوم, the people, should be led. We are coming back to it. The people, whether they have doctors, engineers, whether there are blind people amongst them, whether there are slaves amongst them, whether there are children amongst them that were born out of wedlock. يَا أُمُّ الْقَوْمَ. The people. The people, no matter who the constituents of the people are, the people, ya ummul qawm, aqra'uhum li kitabillahi. The most reciting, the best in the recital amongst them. Fa in kanu fil qira'ati sawa'a. But if they are all equal regarding qira'atul Quran, fa a'lamuhum bis sunnah. Then the most learned of them regarding the sunnah should lead the salah. فَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي سُنَّةِ سَوَاءً. If they are equal regarding the sunnah, فَأَقْدَمُهُمْ هِجْرَةً. Then the first of them to make hijrah should be led, should be allowed to lead. We'll come back. We'll explain all of these better, inshallah. Then he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, فَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي الْهِجْرَةِ. Sawa'an, if they are also equal, they made hijrah at the same time. We'll explain inshallah. فَأَقْدَمُهُمْ سِنًّا. Then the foremost of them regarding his age should lead the people in salah. And then he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, وَلَا يَأُمَّنَّ الرَّجُلُ الرَّجُلَ فِي سُلْطَانِهِ وَلَا يَقْعُدُ فِي بَيْتِهِ عَلَىٰ تَكْرِمَتِهِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. We read this hadith, this part of the hadith in the last class. So the what does al-aqra'u mean? We say one of them is aqra'u. What does it mean? Al-Imam al-Qurtubi explains, Abu al-Abbas, in his Sharh of Sahih Muslim, He said, Rahimahullah, wa mahmiluhu annahu. The understanding of this hadith is that if ijtama'a jama'atun, if a group of people are gathered, salihun al-imama, and all of them can perform the salah correctly, they are all suitable to be imams. فَكَانَ أَحْدُهُمْ أَكْثَرَ قُرْآنًا. But one of them, أَكْثَرَ قُرْآنًا, has more Qur'an. So أَكْرَأُهُمْ is أَكْثَرُهُمْ قُرْآنًا. There's hadith that affirms this. The hadith of Amr ibn Salama. In which the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَلْيَهُمَّهُمْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ قُرْآنًا. The one with the more Quran should lead the people in Salah. So now we can answer the question we left behind. Somebody memorizes the whole Quran. Somebody memorizes one third. But this brother with one third has better pronunciation, has better voice, and his hymns is more stable than the one who has memorized the entire Quran. Who should lead the Salah? The one who has memorized the entire Quran. The mother, the annahu, aktharuhuma Qur'ana. He has more Quran than the two, amongst the two of them. So the first thing to look in, aqra'uhum is what? Aktharuhum Qur'ana. The one who has more Quran than the rest. Even though the rest may have better iskan and bond than him, aktharuhum Qur'ana should lead them. What is the proof? The hadith of Amr ibn Salama, in which the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَلْيَهُمَّهُمْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ قُرْآنًا. The one who has more of the Qur'an should lead the people. So أَكْرَأُهُمْ means what? أَكْثَرُهُمْ قُرْآنًا. The one who has more Qur'an amongst the people should lead them in Salah. So he said, Rahimahullah, فَكَانَ أَحَدُهُمْ أَكْثَرَ قُرْآنًا كَانَ أَحَقُّهُمْ بِالْإِمَامَةِ. He is the one who is most rightful to be made the Imam. Aktharun nasi Qur'ana. The one who has more Qur'an is memorized more than the rest. So if you ask, how many did you have? 20 Jews, 30 Jews, 25 Jews. Those who have 5 Jews should keep quiet. Ayah Bismillah, lead Salah. Those are, whom we do duty allow. You have finished the Qur'an. One of them has finished Muraja. The other one is still making Muraja. Which of them is Aksarum Qur'ana? The one who has finished Muraja should leave Salah. Not the one still making Muraja. I hope that this point is clear. Then he said, Rahimahullah, لِلْمَزِيَّةِ الْحَاصِلَةِ فِيهِ. Because of the uniqueness that is established with him. What is that uniqueness? He memorized the entire Qur'an. It's unique amongst the people. He says, فَلَوْ كَانُوا قَدْ اسْتَظْهَرُوا الْقُرْآنَ كُلَّهُ لَوْ كَانُوا. But if still amongst them, all of them, قَدْ اسْتَظْهَرُوا الْقُرْآنَ كُلَّهُ, they have all memorized the entire Qur'an. All of them have memorized the Qur'an. فَيُرَجَّحُ مَنْ كَانَ أَتْقَنُهُمْ كِرَاءَةً. يُرَجَّحُ مَنْ كَانَ أَتْقَنُهُمْ كِرَاءَةً. We will push forward, we will give preference to who amongst them has better itqan, better perfection in his recital. وَأَضْبَطُ لَهَا. He is more stable in his recital. وَأَحْسَنُ تَرْتِيلًا. And it's more flowing in his recital. We pick that one. They all memorize Quran. They all can read Quran. Equal in this. Okay? We pick the one with a better recital, more stable in his hymns. And when he recites the Quran, the flow of his recital is better than the flow in the rest of the people. We push him forward to lead the Salah. So Aqra'uhum has two levels. Aqsaruhum Quranan wa mada wa atqanuhum babtah. So the first thing to look at, large hymns. After that, what you look at, it's gone. Perfect kira'ah than the rest. So you have 3 boys. You have 4 boys, 5 boys. All memorizers of the Quran. Who is the best of them in his sitcom? The best of them in bubbles? The best of them in 13? Is the one who should go in front. We are talking about a hakia who has greater rights. If a normal person needs, the better person is salah. The salah is valid and there is no sin. But we are talking about who has a greater right to leave the salah. I hope that the point is clear. Al-Imam al-Qurtubi explained that. He says, فَهُوَ الْأَقْرَبُ بِالنِّسْبَةِ إِلَىٰ هَؤُلَىٰ. So the person who has greater birth, better party, better itqan, فَهُوَ الْأَقْرَبُ. He is the best in the recital, بِالنِّسْبَةِ إِلَىٰ هَؤُلَىٰ, with respect to the jama'ah that we are talking about. I hope that this point is clear now. فَلْيَأُمَّهُمْ أَقْرَأُهُمْ لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ. He has two meanings. أَقْرَأُهُمْ يعني أَكْثَرُهُمْ قُرْآنًا فَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي الْإِتْقَانِ سَوَاءً. If they in him سَوَاءً. If they are all in him, they are in the same level. Who are we going to push for? أَكْثَرُهُمْ قِرَآتًا. Then we will come to the level. Okay, others, you know that one is better than the other. Let's use this one. We push him forward. I hope that this point is clear. If this person who is better in Qira'ah, what if he's a blind man? Is it possible to find a blind man better than the entirety of the brothers here? We have about close to 200, 250 brothers. Women. And now we find that we want to leave the salah. There are a lot of our brothers, mashallah, who memorize the Quran. And it will now be that a brother who is not seeing with the two eyes on his head is the one who is better than us. He is part of us. So this is the one who is at the bottom of Kira'atan, wa afkonuna bottom, wa tartilan, who push him forward. Well, not so because he does not see. And he's not saying in a defect, so he should not lead us in salah. No, we will not say that. There are people among the scholars of fiqh who say that. But it's a wrong view. It's a wrong view. Some people who say it will say the most handsome should lead. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Athiyafi even say that some people say, some scholars say Muhammad ibn Adam al-Ethiopian, the 14th volume in his Sharh of Sahih Muslim, while explaining this hadith, he said some people even say Aksarahum this man. We have the bigger body should lead the salah. Some say no, the one whose parents are marvelous should lead the salah. And their brothers, Akramakum Allah, some people say the one with the largest male organ should lead the salah. You have these views, they are mentioned in the books of fiqh. So Sheikh said in reputation. So how do you do that? Sheikh was reputing angry. One of the things that lead people to these kinds of views is staying away from the source of Quran and Hadith. You want to learn fiqh from Hadith. Because that is the meaning of fiqh. Fiqh is what is understood from the Quran and the Sunnah. And the rulings that these two things contain, they have ajma. Ijma itself is from the fiqh of Quran and Hadith. You affirm ijma as a source of Sharia from Quran and Hadith. You establish ijma. You establish qiyas. Every other thing is based on Quran and Sunnah. So fiqh is what you, the rulings you deduce from the Quran and the Sunnah. But today we know what people call fiqh. Arafa, we in fiqh. Asia, Nadi, we in fiqh. Madwa, and that is bad. So when people take fiqh to be what people think, what some people have written down, not necessarily Nusus Shari'iyah. They are the same stunning views like this. If you go to the books of fiqh, you see more funny things. In part of it is what they say that a child born out of wedlock cannot lead the salah. We are coming back to it. Inshallah. Allah Ma'ali Alekim, we read it in books of fiqh in Malikiyya. It's in Al-Mudawwana of Maliki. A child born out of wedlock should not lead the salah. Even if he's the best of us in recital, he knows the Quran more than all of us. And then he reads it better than all of us. His iqan, his tarteel is better than all of us. So the only sin he will commit is one sin that his mother committed. You are transferring blame upon him. This was the same answer that Aisha gave radiallahu anha regarding this issue that I'm talking about. When she was asked about it, she said, child born out of wedlock should leave the salah. Why do you want to transfer the blame of his parents or father and mother over to him? He does not have any blame. It is the father and mother, the one who father than the mother, who has issues, not him. So it is the best and the most learned person. What prevents him from being the imam? Because the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi, ya ummul qawm aqra'u li kitabillah. The people should be led by the most learned in Quran. And don't forget that this Quran, inna Allah la yarfa'u bihadha al-kitabi aqwaman, Allah uses it to raise people. So if it has been born by a father and mother out of wedlock, Allah has used the Quran to do what? To raise him. So he does not have any blame. So why do you want to put him down? We are coming back to that. The same thing applies to the blind person. Come on, Baba. They say, many of the scholars have said so before today. And Imam Ibn Mundhir passed away 318 AH, 318 Hijrah. Ibn Mundhir, Muhammad Ibn Ibrahim, Abu Bakr Ibn Mundhir. He passed away 318. So don't say, Allah can say, you know, the Allah for Tamali, now they came and asked Manis, I passed this up. She said, it's like 14, what are we? 1439. It has been said more than 1,000. Now, we are in 1440. Allahu Akbar. It's been said more than 1,100 years ago. A child that is born out of wedlock can lead Salah. A blind man can lead Salah. A slave can lead Salah. As long as he's the one that these conditions come upon him, push him forward. And Imam Ibn Mundhir said, rahimahullah, regarding the blind person, Imamatul A'ma ka Imamatul Basir, that a blind person leads Salah is like that the one who has the two eyes open on his head. Leads Salah, there's no difference. It's la farqa bainahuma. There's no difference between the two leading. وَهُمَا دَخِلَانِ فِي ظَاهِرِ قَوْلِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The both of them fall under the same statement of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, that يَأُمُّ الْقَوْمَ أَقْرَأُهُمْ لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ. The person who should lead the people in Salah is أَقْرَأُهُمْ لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ. We know what أَقْرَأُهُمْ means. The one who has more Quran, if they are equal in more Quran, then the one who better reads the Quran should lead the people in Salah. He said, rahimahullah, فَأَيُّهُمْ كَانَ أَقْرَأُ. Any of the two of them, any of the people, whether the person who has eyes, whether the person who is blind, any one of these two, who is better in his reading of the Quran, كَانَ أَحَقُّ بِالْإِمَامَ. That is the person who has a greater right to be what? To be the imam. That occurs in the book Al-Awsat, the first volume, the fourth volume, volume 4, page 173, Allahu Bari. Likewise, a slave. From amongst the proofs that are found that a blind person can lead the Salah was, wasn't the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam making Ibn Ummi Maktoum the Imam of the people when he went out of Medina? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did that twice. He made Amr Ibn Ummi Maktoum to be the Imam of the people twice, and he was the Imam who was not seen. Likewise, Malik ibn Itban, he was leading his people in Salah and he was a blind man. Abdullah ibn Abbas, he went blind in the later part of his life and he was still leading the people in Salah. So that a person does not see with the two eyes on his head does not mean that he should not be allowed to leave the salah if he is a person who is having more Quran and better in his recitation than the rest of us. Likewise, a slave. And Imam Ibn Munzir said, rahimahullah, that imamatul abdi ja'izatun, that a slave leaves the salah is allowed. He says, فَإِذَا اسْتَوَوْا فِي الْكِرَاءَةِ فَالْحُرُّ أَحَقُّ بِالْإِمَامَةِ مِنَ الْعَبْدِ. But if they are all equal in the recital and all of these that we have mentioned, then you can start saying, okay, the person who is a freeborn should leave the salah. If they are all equal in all of these. He says, وَإِنْ كَانَ الْعَبْدُ أَوْلَى بِالْإِمَامَةِ. He says, فَالْحُرُّ أَحَقُّ بِالْإِمَامَةِ مِنَ الْعَبْدِ. The freeborn has a greater right to lead the salah than the slave. He says, but if it is the slave, I admitted something in that writing. He said, rahimahullah, when kana al-abdu akraw, I didn't put akraw. I admitted it in the writing. That's why I went back to the text itself. He said, when kana al-abdu akraw, but if it is the slave that is a better reader, for who are Allah, then he is more preferred bil imamati, to lead the people in salah, li hadithi Abi Sa'id, because of the hadith of Abu Sa'id. He said, wa ahakkuhum bil imamati akra'uhum li kitabillah. The one who has a greater right to lead the salah is the one who is best in salah. Don't say, eruni ya kulega limamu, eruni ya limamu, tuba shekun luma qurani kaj. I think that is regarding the slave. Likewise, young boys, young girls, our baba gala damani, our keke kin masasin. This practice is bad. Where we come from here, elderly people send children away from us. But when they see them play football, they leave them. When those young boys come to the house, they say, "Come on, come on, come on, come on." If you want to let him, come on, but as the hadith is from, it says, "Benimu subiyana kum masajidakum." This hadith is very weak hadith. It says, "Send away your little ones from your masjid." So when will they start learning how to pray? If you send them away, and you expected to command them to pray, to encourage them to pray from 8-7. To command them to pray from 8-7. Before that 7, you don't expect that they should learn how to pray. So when you send them out of the masjid, before 7, when will you teach them how to pray? And many of the fathers these days don't have time to teach their children how to pray. Oh no, my own key. But you say, come on, you know. But that's your Maroki, but you should come on, you know. Come on, but you're almost happy. This is bad. So it means it is far-fetched to now think that our people will bring a little young boy in front of Imam. This is a problem. Is the best of us, have no mind to enter Quran, and his kira is clean and neat, they will not make him lead salah. Why? Or Madini. And some of we brothers, we have children in front, we start going back to Yoruba adage. Ishwani ki. Ishwani ba. So they will not allow the boys to lead the salah. You ask him whether that adage he has quoted is a hadith. So I say, well, you know, you don't want people to see the problem that Allah has given this little young boy. So if it is a little young boy that is akhra'una, ahafaduna, aqsa'una Qur'anan, falya ummana. Let us allow him to lead us in salah. Can make him the imam. Some sahabas did so, radiallahu anhu. We remember the hadith of Amr ibn Salam. The hadith is lengthy. I will read it to us. I will phrase the hadith. I've mentioned this hadith a number of times. This companion, Amr ibn Salama, was a little young boy. Their community tarried behind. They did not quickly accept Islam from the Prophet Muhammad. They are waiting. We will see whether he will be successful. But they were on the way to Medina. So when the people are going to the Prophet, they pass by their city to go and meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they have a well. People always rest near the well. You know, travelers like take water, you know, have their bath, make wudu, and then proceed on the journey. So the children will be asking those people who are resting amongst the companions, that man you went to meet, what is he saying? What is he teaching you? The people will be reading the Quran. So the children, yes, they are children of Mushrikun, but they are memorizing the Quran. Do you understand? It's like some people are traveling from Lagos to Ilorin, they pass through Oshogbo. They can stop here, and then the children begin to go to them. Who are you? Where are you going? Who is that? Da da da. So those people believe it. He teach us to say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. You know those children will be memorizing those things. I'm about to say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So they will be memorizing it. This little young boy, he was just 6 years old at the time, Amr ibn Salam, radiallahu anhu. He said, at that time I was memorizing the Quran. Just listening to the companions, read it, you memorize it. So when his people accepted Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, Allah ummakum aksarukum Qur'ana. Let the one who has the more of the Quran lead you in Salah. He said, I was the one who has more Quran. And that time I was 6 years old. So his people pushed him in front to lead the Salah. So he will be leading the Salah. So they said that his clothes will be dropping. The women will say, give our Imam clothes now. Drop our Imam. Our Imam Salah. She'll be saying his clothes is falling off his body. So the woman will. Amadunafa, 6 years old. La ya was adding among the companions of the other. 6 years old boy was an imam. Why? Because he's the best reciter of Quran amongst us. So this is evidence that if all of what we are saying falls on a boy that is just 7 years old, look at Dimo. He's the one who is most rightful. We are talking about Ahadkiya, those who have greater rights. We are not saying that if another person leads the Salah, they don't have Salah. But who has a greater right to lead that Salah? Al-Aqrab, amongst the people. Likewise, Waladiz Zina. We'd explain Waladiz Zina. I think that explanation was straightforward. The scholars say the fact that he is Waladiz Zina does not infringe on his right to lead us in Salah. He, if he is Al-Aqra'u, min al-qawm, amongst the people. Then we should proceed with that hadith. He says, فَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي الْكِرَاءَةِ سَوَاءً. If they are all equal in kira'ah, فَأَعْلَمُهُمْ بِالسُنَّةِ, then the one with the greater knowledge of the sunnah should lead the people in salah. He has more hadith, he understands the salah, he is better than the rest of them in terms of the sunnah. Should lead the people in Salah. That's why Imam Shawkani said, ثُمَّ الْأَعْلَمُ. Do we find that in our text? ثُمَّ الْأَعْلَمُ. Then in the hadith it says, فَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي سُنَّةِ سَوَاءً فَأَقْدَمُهُمْ هِجْرَةً. If they are equal also in the sunnah, you have Bukhari, I have Bukhari. You have Muslim, I have Muslim. You know what I mean by ihas? We have Surah Al-Arba, say yes, mashallah, inshallah. My, in the past that was how scholars used to speak. Ma'ak al-Bukhari Muslim, akulu la. Yes, you have Bukhari a Muslim. Ma'ak. Say ma'ak al-Quran. You have Quran, say yes. Ma'ak al-Sahihain, say yes. Surah Al-Arba, now. Musnad Ahmad, I know a 6-year-old boy who has 6 books in his mind with the attorney. 6-year-old boy, 6 years, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Many children now, it is the names of footballers they are memorizing. Baba Kalubia or now, they are laughing Texans. So, you memorize one now. Bulugumaram now. I mean, I don't have Bulugumaram. You don't have Bulugumaram in addition to your Quran. Bismillah. It is. Alamahum bi sunnah could also mean the knowledge of ahadith, generally speaking, and fiqh, generally speaking. It should lead the people in salah. Then it says, fa in kanu fi hijrati sawa'an, aw fi sunnati sawa'an, if they are all equal in sunnah. Bukhari was Bukhari, Muslim again. Sunan al-Arba, now. Muslim Ahmad, sunnah. You are afraid to mention another book because you are afraid that you will say Na'am again. So what then do we use as a yardstick? So he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي سُنَّةِ سَوَاءً فَأَقْدَمُهُمْ هِجْرَةً. Then the foremost amongst them to make hijrah. Hijrah here has two meanings. The hijrah from Darul Kufr to Darul Islam, from the lands of disbelief to the lands of Islam. The lands of disbelief are those lands where you cannot publicly manifest Islam without evil repercussions. The lands of Kufr are those lands where you cannot publicly manifest Islam without evil repercussions. Those are the lands of Kufr. And the lands of Islam are those lands where you can publicly manifest Islam without any repercussions. So you can move from those lands to another place. Move from there. There are some countries now, if a woman is veiling her face, she'll be arrested. Although those things are a matter of time. Their own children too. It's a matter of time. Britain is already feeling it. U.S. is already feeling it. Europe generally is feeling it now. The impact of Islam. In another 15 years, Muslims will be everywhere in Europe. Everywhere. Let them be having two children, okay? We will be having 10. We are coming. We are coming. So Hijra could mean moving from the place of difficulty to manifest Islam to a place of ease of manifest of Islam. The second aspect of Hijra is moving away from sins, repenting. These days we have brothers who used to be guys, they accepted Islam and began to learn Islam. There are many of them, don't be surprised. So who amongst them, if they are equal in Quran, they are equal in Sunnah, who amongst them left one boy first amongst the two, that person should lead the salah. I hope that the point is clear. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي الْهِجْرَةِ سَوَاءً فَأَقْدَمُهُمْ سِنًّا. If they are equal in all of these, فَأَقْدَمُهُمْ سِنًّا. فَأَقْدَمُهُمْ إِذًا. If they are equal in all of these, then the most elderly or lead the salah. So that is hakiya with respect to leading the salah. And the hadith that, apart from this hadith of Abu Mas'ud, that the eldest among the people should lead the salah, is the hadith of Malik ibn Huwayris again, in which the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَلْيَ أُمَّهُمْ أَكْبَرُهُمْ. The oldest among them should lead them the salah. See where all it came. Lay. You didn't find anything again. Look at that Ba'o. It is when we don't find Quran, we don't find Sunnah, we don't find Hijra, then we bring the elderly ones in front. Otherwise, the same thing standing behind the Imam. See that man, say, oh, okay, this one is too nice. Baba, we stand there, no talk. When the Imam makes a mistake in Salah, they can't correct it. Those who should stand directly behind the Imam are those who have no knowledge, who are matured in the knowledge of Islam. So it can be a little young girl who has this quality. She will not understand you anymore. The woman said, no. And you have done that, the professor who won't engage you. You are pushing the boy backwards. He wants to come forward regarding the deen, and Allah has pushed him forward. You push him backwards. May Allah protect us. Then Al-Imam Shokani says, because of time, he says, what is akhtallat salatul imam? Is akhtallat salatul imam? If the imam's prayer becomes defective, is akhtallat, imam's salah has issues, he has loopholes. Salatul imam, kana dhalika alayhi. Abu Aisha, إذا اختلت صلاة الإمام كان ذلك عليه. That's why he has the repercussions. So, لا على المؤتمين به. It is not against those who are praying by him, that is following him in the salah. The Imam is praying in his salah. In the ruku' he did not say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Okay, for what can you deny? Something is common amongst some brothers. Let me say it. When you read in Salatul Maghrib or Isha, you'll be hearing the qira'ah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. You'll be stopping like this. This is Sunnah, cool? Okay. When you read the second stanza of the Salah, the second after the first Tahiyyah, and the standard for the third rak'ah, before you say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, they are rukun already. So you know what I say? Did he read Al-Fatiha? Take up your Al-Fatiha, what you have done? Yeah, the first Diga'ah. Oh, first Diga'ah, maybe it's a Tata'ah. Sharing your Diga'ah. If it happens that he did not actually read that Fatiha, كَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَيْهِ لَيْسَ عَلَى الْمُؤْتَمِّينَ بِهِ. The problem is only for him, the problem is his. It is not the problem of those who are observing that Salah behind him. I hope that this point is clear. Al-Imam Ibn Munzir Rahimahullah also mentioned this in his book Al-Awsat, and he cited the hadith of Uqba ibn Amir Al-Juhani رضي الله عنه. That hadith occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud. Al-Imam Ibn Khuzayma also mentioned the hadith, likewise Ibn Hibban in his Sahih. In it the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, man amma al-naas, whoever leads the people, fa'asab al-waqt, and he prays at its time, he establishes the salah, wa'asam al-salah, and he perfects the salah, he establishes the salah at its time, وَأَتَمَّ الصَّلَاةِ وَسِكِي وَقِيْهِ فَلَهُمْ وَلَهُمْ. He has his rewards, وَلَهُمْ. He also has their rewards. وَمَنْ سَقَطَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ شَيْئًا. Whoever fails regarding anything, regarding all who have said, whoever fails in all these, he fails regarding the time of salah, and he fails to perfect his salah, فَعَلَيْهِ فَنُمَ فِرِكُمْ. That is against him, la alayhim. It is not against the people. It is against whoever leaves the salah and begins to fail in his salah. That's why Imam Shokani said to us that, when is akhtallat salatul imam? If the imam's prayer becomes one of loopholes, kana dhalika alayhi. Those loopholes are against him, la ala al-mu'tamina bihi. Those loopholes are not against those persons that are leading, that is leading in Salah. What we have read, the scholars have said so much about it, and Imam Ibn Al-Munzir said, يَدُنُّ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ عَلَى أَنَّ الْإِمَامِ لَا يَدُّرُهُ تَقْصِيرُ صَلَاتِ عَلَى أَنَّ الْمَأْمُومِ. This hadith points that Al-Ma'mum, the one praying behind the Imam, لَا يَدُّرُهُ تَقْصِيرُ صَلَاتِ الْإِمَامِ فِي صَلَاتِهِ. The deficiencies in the salah of the imam by the imam does not affect the person praying behind the imam. إِذَا أَتَى هُوَ بِمَا يَجِبُ عَلَيْهِ فِيهَا if the person praying behind the imam observes those things that are obligatory on him, he says, because each of them is observing the obligation by himself. And so the deficiency of any other person will not affect you because you are doing your own, you're doing it on too. وهذا الحديث this hadith recited يدل على إبطال من زعم أن صلاة الإمام إذا فسدت فسدت صلاة من خلفه. This hadith proves that those people say that if the salah, if the imam's prayer becomes invalid and deficient, then those people praying behind him too, their salah have become invalid and deficient. This hadith is proof that that statement is a wrong statement. They are in error if they think like that. So whoever leads the people in salah, man amma an-nas fa'asab al-waqt, whoever leads the people in salah and he does so at the right time, wa atamma as-salah, and then he perfects the salah. فَلَهُ وَلَهُمْ He has his rewards, they have their rewards. وَمَنْ يَنْتَقَصَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ شَيْئًا Whoever becomes deficient regarding the time and regarding perfecting his salah in any deed, فَعَلَيْهِ وَلَا عَلَيْهِمْ He has his own deficiency upon him, but for the people, they don't have any deficiency upon them. We'll stop here, inshallah. I hope that the class is clear. Alhamdulillah. We could take a few questions before we leave for the day, inshallah. Alaykum salam. Al-Imam al-Bamin is an authentic hadith. We explained. We also explained the connection between that hadith and this hadith. What kind of Baman does the Imam guarantee? The mistakes of the people. There are some mistakes people perform in Salah. Sajda, for example, there are two. A person may be in Sajda and in Sujood. He thinks that the Imam has raised his head. The Imam has not raised his head. He puts his head back. At the end of the day, how many Sajda would he have made in that rak'ah? Three. So the Imam is bound, it will cancel by the perfection of the Imam in these kinds of cases. So the Imam guarantees the people here. The same thing regarding Al-Fatiha. He says, La salat al-Iman lam yaqra bi Fatiha til Kitab. The one who has not read Al-Fatiha til Kitab does not have salah. You come into the salah when the Imam is reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. Al-Imam al-Bamin, do you understand? From salah is that you must recite Surah Al-Fatiha and then Surah. You come when the Imam is on ruku. And Imam al-Bamin, do you understand? So these are areas where you have the Imam being the Bamin. A guarantor. Someone who assures you, don't worry, if you make mistake, I will help you take over them. It's one of the benefits of Salatul Jama'ah. And that hadith is at least Hassan. It is wrong to think that it is a weak hadith. I think we discussed it then too. Allahu A'la. Ameen. Now. Naam. Kul imaman inja'aluka wa kum mu'adzinan wa imma la'uka. I don't even know it as a hadith. It says kul imaman inja'aluka. Be an imam if you are made an imam. And then it says, Kum mu'adhdhinan, be a mu'adhdhin, wa in mana'uka. Even if they prevent you, they don't want you to be a mu'adhdhin, try to be a mu'adhdhin. The statement is correct because the persons who become imam are those who are pushed forward. Be imam. So we say, be imam, be imam. But mu'adhdhin, if you say, don't be mu'adhdhin, try to be mu'adhdhin. You can struggle to be mu'adhdhin. I think that is the best we can pick from it. But to say whether it's a hadith or not, I don't know. is asking whether it is authentic or not. I'm saying I don't even know whether it's a hadith. You saw it somewhere. Where? A hadith of Muqtara. Where? Someone said it may be a statement, it may not be a hadith. I've not seen anything nearby that. Allahu Akbar. Now, alaykum salam. Not today. How do we bring absolute concentration in salah? Not here. Not today. Not today. But one of them is to learn the Quran and know the Quran. Know the meaning of what you are reading. If you pray behind an imam who is reading according to the meaning of Quran, you will know that, you will enjoy that salah. Other than an imam just reading Quran. I am remembering some things one imam will read that spoils the meaning of the Quran. So sometimes if you try to follow the meaning, you see that the imam is spoiling the meaning because of what where he stopped. Let's leave that. Is it permissible for a Muslim woman or a little girl to cut her hair as low as that of a man? If there's a reason for it, maybe because of illness, the hair is cutting off, or any other reason. It should not be for the reason that she wants to look like a man, or she wants to copy one non-Muslim, one Weka Chika or something, who goes by a low cut. Don't copy them. So if it is not for these reasons, and a person has a need to cut the hair, perhaps because of dandruff, because of rashes, or any other thing like that, then there is no blame, inshallah. Alaykum salam. We make this the last question for today, inshallah. I mean, will the imam still be a Ba'alim? For those who miss the salah from the beginning of the imam, but they did not recite Surah Al-Fatiha behind the imam, or the imam who didn't recite Fatiha, the rules are different too. If the imam doesn't recite Fatiha, there is no salah. But if the people leave Fatiha, they have left something that is obligatory. They are committing a sin, but their salah is valid. So that is part of the domain of the imam too. But it is not complete because they are still committing a sin. Should people recite Fatiha when imam is reciting another surah? No. If you join the salah, the imam is reciting any other surah, listen to the recitation. The time that you are encouraged or obligated to recite Suratul Fatiha in salah is when the imam is reciting his own Fatiha. Recite at that time. We are very extensive on these issues when we treated them. I think we can stop here, inshallah. Subhanak Allahumma alhamdulillah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.